Last month, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office released a scathing grand jury report detailing decades of clergy sex abuse within six of the state's eight Roman Catholic dioceses. However, the overwhelming majority of the priests named in the report cannot be prosecuted, either because they're dead or the statute of limitations has run out. But as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the same may not be true for the church officials who supervise those priests, thanks to a landmark case in Philadelphia.
It all dates back to 2011. That year, the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office released a grand jury report about clergy sex abuse that did something different, something unprecedented. Among others, the report concluded that Monsignor William Lynn, a top church official with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, was criminally culpable, not because he abused children, but because he put suspected pedophile priests in a position to abuse by recommending transfers to new parishes. For that, Lynn was charged with child endangerment. It was a big deal.
There just was this widespread understanding that endangerment in the state of Pennsylvania meant that you had to be responsible and overseeing particular children.
Marcy Hamilton is CEO of Child USA, a think tank that fights child abuse and neglect.
So you had to be the playground supervisor or a teacher. And this whole concept of being responsible to children in an organization from far up the hierarchy was thought to be a novel concept.
Novel, but it worked. In 2012, after 3 months of testimony, a jury found Lynn guilty of child endangerment. It was the first time a U.S. Catholic Church official was convicted of covering up clergy sex abuse. Here's former Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams speaking at a press conference after the landmark verdict.
What happened here was unspeakable. People knew that these were predators, but were much more concerned with the institution than the victims of sexual assault.
Lynn was sentenced to 3 to 6 years in prison. His lawyers appealed the conviction, first by challenging the district attorney's use of the state's child endangerment law. The issue went all the way to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, where the justices sided with the DA, saying, yes, this is a legitimate way to prosecute child sex abuse in Pennsylvania. William Spade is a criminal defense attorney and a former assistant district attorney.
There was no precedent to say that the prosecutor could hold that organization accountable until the Pennsylvania Supreme Court made that ruling.
It's why even after Lynn's conviction was overturned on a different appeal, the district attorney's office still had the option of retrying him, and why it's now possible other Catholic Church officials like him could be charged in Pennsylvania. To Marcy Hamilton with Child USA, that should include the dozens of supervisors named in the 900-page grand jury report released last month by the Attorney General's office, including the current Bishop of Pittsburgh and the now Cardinal of Washington, D.C. All told, the report accuses more than 300 priests of abusing more than 1,000 children, while their bosses sometimes look the other way.
The abuse itself is separate from the cover-up. What endangerment does is it opens the door to criminal charges based on the cover-up, unrelated to any particular victim being sexually abused.
Bill Donahue, president of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights, says Hamilton is wrong, that nothing from the grand jury report should have legal consequence.
The grand jury report, as far as I'm concerned, is virtually meaningless. It's totally accusatory. It's not evidentiary.
We'll have to wait and see what the Attorney General's office thinks. Asked whether charges were possible for supervisors in the grand jury report, a spokesman emailed a four-word response. The investigation is ongoing. Aaron Mozell for Keystone Crossroads.